This is program number LW2691. Well, all of us feel that way every once in a while. Hi, this is Larry West. I mean, we all feel a little lonely, a little forgotten, a little rejected, every once in a while. If that's the way you're feeling today, maybe I can help. You like stories? Let me tell you a true one illustrating how even the First Lady of the United States can end up lonely and forgotten. Years ago, when Mrs. Calvin Coolidge decided to travel abroad, she was afraid that she would be unable to have any privacy, you know, being the wife of an ex-president. Now, her husband had already died, and she was going by herself, except for an aide, and she was fearful that too much fuss would be made over her. The aide, traveling with her, though, told her, "Don't worry, in the little places where we'll be stopping, they don't know one president of the United States from another. People won't bother you." And no one did. Until, that is, the two of them received word that reservations had been made for them in a small Italian town. When they reached the hotel there, the manager was excited. I mean, he welcomed them pompously. Bowing profoundly, he said, "We are proud to welcome the wife of the great President of the United States." Then he said, "Will you register, Mrs. Lincoln?" Don't blame the guy. After all, he was just 50 years off. My point is that even the famous are often forgotten, and they feel the rejection, the loneliness. That's why, as you can see on the commercials, they have to carry their credit cards, right? Anyway, if you're feeling a little down and out right now, a little lonely, a little rejected, just remember, no one's immune to it. Everyone faces it, the rich and the poor, the famous and the unknown. So don't feel alone in your loneliness. It's something we all have to deal with. In case you're feeling that way right now, think about this. One way to overcome rejection is for you to stop rejecting others. I mean, a lot of people, you know, when they hurt, withdraw into themselves. And really, what they do is they start rejecting others. Get out of yourself and reach out and into the lives of those around you. You'd be surprised how many lonely and rejected people there are who are looking for you to reach out to them. If you'll reach out, it'll help you a whole lot more than it will them. You see, loneliness is not a matter of isolation. Rather, it's insulation. I mean, lonely people seem to build walls around themselves, and then they complain about their loneliness. A lot of times, the only one they can blame for the rejection is themselves. Here's something to consider about loneliness. Carl Sandburg once said, "Shakespeare, Leonardo da Vinci, Benjamin Franklin, and Lincoln never saw a movie, heard a radio, or looked at TV. They had a loneliness, and yet they knew what to do with it. They were not afraid of being lonely, because they knew that was when the creative mood in themselves would work. So loneliness really can become a blessing, if you'll make it so. Just remember, in your loneliness, don't feel rejected. Don't feel forgotten. That is, unless you are. And if you are rejected and forgotten, then reach out and into someone else's life. But don't be afraid to be alone sometimes. If loneliness and the feeling of rejection, the feeling that you're forgotten, is controlling you, though, I've got some suggestions for you to try. Number one, keep moving. Let no week go by without giving or accepting an invitation. And if no one calls you, then you call someone. Number two, practice speaking to new people. If necessary, learn your lines in advance, what to say at parties, when you're in the mall, or wherever. Number three, remember the easiest social skill and the most endearing is to know how to listen. Number four, find every possible way to be with people. Do things with people. Be involved with people. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life. Maybe it will help. What controls your life? It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.